All right. Well, good morning. We're here with Ann Price Bishop with Onward, and we're still letting a few people on Zoom, but we'll go ahead and get started. Ann Price, why don't you just give us a little bit of history about you, and then we can talk about Onward for a little while.
Okay. I'm Ann Price Bishop, and I still am a member of Trinity, but went to Trinity Church my whole life until about 4 years ago when I moved to Auburn. And now I live in Auburn, but I went to school here. I'm still finishing up school, so I haven't like walked yet, but I'm pretty much done. And so now I'm working for Onward, which is a campus ministry I got involved with. I started going all of college, but I got really plugged in more beginning of my junior year. And so it was really cool to see that Joy and I had been talking a lot about how much we missed, like, our youth group and, like, the stuff at Trinity, and just kind of were like, oh, I guess we won't have that in college, and then just got more involved in Onward, and it just kind of filled that gap that we had missed from home, and so now I'm staying and working for them, which has been a lot of fun.
That's great. Okay, well, tell the group here, because they might not know exactly what Onward is.
Onward is a campus ministry at Auburn, and so right now, I think there's like 15 of us on the staff team. And so what it is for students is basically it's a place where we gather on Tuesdays that would kind of be similar to like a large group. But that's like the least of what we do, but that's where a lot of people come and figure out who we are. And so there is messages each week. We're going through Colossians this semester. And we have two campus ministers who run the whole program or ministry, and like those are my bosses, but it's a lot of it's a discipleship program too. So we meet with students that know the Lord and just disciple them, but like we also evangelize the ones who don't. And it's really, I meet with a lot of girls who aren't Greek, like Greek life, just that's how it's happened this year, which has been fun, but we do focus on Greek life because it's easier, I guess, to meet a girl, for example, and them pour into the girls in their house. And so we do a lot of small groups, one-on-ones. We'll do a fall retreat, spring break trips. In the summer, we do Greek Classic, which is 2 weeks at the beach. And every morning they get up, go to the church, have a message, have a quiet time. So an hour where they just get to sit and be in God's word themselves. And then it's just stay on the beach with community, which is one of my favorite things because that's like in 2 weeks, a glimpse of what our whole job is the whole year. And so they call that like the sprint, and then like our year is a marathon. So students get a glimpse of like what we like to do. It's just building relationships with them around the gospel, which is really cool.
That's great. So a strategy sounds so organized, but how you reach out to students maybe outside of the Greek community, or even you said you just, you know, have your own connections, but kind of what's the strategy on pulling kids in?
For me right now, just considering I was here last year, it's been fun that I would like hang out with girls or just like essentially meet with students, but it wasn't my job yet. And I already was leading a small group, and so I would meet with them one-on-one, but just with friends and being a college student myself, I had to balance my time more. And so it's been a lot of fun to like have all the time of a job to be like, oh, I finally can hang out with y'all a lot more consistently and like be with y'all more. And so through them, you meet friends. Emma, my roommate, and I lead a junior senior catch-all, which means it's not a small group of girls. I lead one that was through Greek Classic 2 years ago. So girls we met there that like really got to know each other. We've been meeting for 2 years. And then this one, the junior senior catch-all, is juniors and seniors who found out about Onward and just wanted to be a part of a small group. And so that one's a lot bigger. So we meet, like we'll meet this afternoon. So that's all new faces and names I've met this year. And so following up with them, starting to meet with them. Some girls you get sent their names, which has been a lot of fun, and that's how I've gotten plugged into not Greek community. Is one girl, I think it was one of her mutual friends was meeting with Frank, so it was a boy, and he sent her my name. We just started hanging out, and she's like one of my favorite students I meet with now. Last week or 2 weeks ago, a girl's aunt, she was having a hard time at college, and she's not a Christian, but just like was trying to find a way to make friends, and someone had told her about Onward. So like we got a text at like 7:50, and our meeting starts at 8, that there's a girl sitting outside by herself on a bench, and like she doesn't have any friends and wants to come to Onward. And Paul was with me. So I remember grabbing Paul because we were in Onward together, and I was like, oh, you're going to come with me. We're going to get this girl. So we just like walked outside and I met her. And then I got to introduce her to the girl I'm meeting with that's not Greek. So now they get dinner on Tuesdays and come to Onward together. And then now she's meeting with my mentor who I meet with. So it's just cool. It's different. Some girls, you'll be on a walk and they'll run into you and ask what you're doing, and they know what Onward is. And so I'll be like, oh, I'm working for Onward. And they're like, wait, we should hang out. I'm like, we should. So then we'll see that too. And then girls that I've known from the past year, there's one that we would hang out some last year because we were just friends, we're a year apart. And she reached back out this year and she was just like, hey, I walked through a lot of stuff last year. Just like really hard things, had a healing summer. And she was just basically saying like, I'm back in Auburn now, but like, I don't have a friend I can tell this to. And like, I just don't have anyone that knows this about me. Like, can we just hang out? Or she basically was saying like, you don't have to be anything for me. I just need a friend that just knows this and like to pray with me. And I was like, that is exactly how I want to be there for you. So some even just like reach out to you too, which has been cool. So that's
Do you find that most of the students have come from a church background and they're just looking for that kind of community? Or do you see people that, you know, like the one you said that maybe wasn't a Christian that are just seeking something out?
I would say both. A lot of girls in the small groups that we meet through small groups, we went around a few weeks ago and said, why did you sign up for the small group? And these are juniors and seniors in college, and they were just kind of feeling the same way I did. They were like, we just really are lacking community and just don't know where to find it. And so that was really neat because a lot of them do have that foundation and just are missing something that they used to have, or just have seen it in other friends and like want it too. But then there are a lot of girls who don't have any foundation of faith or who Christ is. And so there's a girl I'm meeting with on Fridays, and this summer at Greek Classic, she was just harder to get to know, but it was kind of more of like a challenge. I just like being her friend. So we just started hanging out and we were getting coffee, and I was asking her about the mornings, which is when we go to the church and you do your quiet time. And I was like, I think I asked her, what has been your favorite part of your quiet time, or has there anything you've learned about the Lord these past 2 weeks? And she basically said, well, she goes, well, before this trip, I've never even opened my Bible. So I've been trying to read through the Psalms. And so then I just started asking her about that. And she was like, you know, I personally don't know the Lord, but like, I feel like I need to learn more about him before I do. And so now we're just meeting and going through John together. But for her, it's really cool, but like also really humbling. On Friday we met and we're going through John together, and she's like telling me who the Lord is, but like doesn't know him. So there are students like that too, where you're just like, like you have so much truth, but you just won't believe it. But then there are girls too, like a girl I meet with, Maddie, who she just is such a strong believer, and she just needs a friend, and just needs someone to like guide her, especially in a friend group that doesn't have or doesn't know the Lord too. So there is a mix. So yeah, it's different for every student, but there is a lot. It's made me really thankful for Trinity, because there is a lot of people who just didn't have, or even families too, like they don't have believing families or community at home. And so this is all new to them. And a girl I went to church with on Sunday, she showed me her Bible and it was like really big. And she was like, look at this big thing. And I was like, yeah, I was like, that's great. Oh, I have a heart somewhere. And then we were at church and I just kind of missed it. And we were at church and they like told us to open to James, I think. And she just was frantically flipping through her Bible and like threw it to me. And I was like, oh, so I just like opened to James for and passed it back. So stuff like that too, where it's like, wow, I can sing the song in my head, or like, I know where books of the Bible are in the Bible. And that's like intimidating to people who even want to begin walking with God. It's sitting in a group that knows where to flip in a second. So it depends for every student, but.
That's great. Well, what do you find is one of the harder things or that students are dealing with these days? Is there something that's kind of common that's, there's so much going on that they, you know, bring to you?
I would say this year I've seen a lot of people, it's a cool thing to, you follow a crowd. And even just like coming to Onward, you can come with your friends, but a lot of people, it's almost like they want to know the Lord, but they don't want to give up anything. And so it's like he has such a new life for us and like there's so much forgiveness in him, but they're too scared to even begin to accept that. And so it's kind of like they keep him at a distance. And so that's been more hard because it's like, oh, there's so much life in knowing him and like there's so much joy, but like you just have to trust him and like how that's 100% their decision. So all you can do is just like keep meeting with them and being patient and praying for them. But also too, a lot of students, it's been cool to see a lot of them, some girls I meet with that I guess have like eating disorders or, just go with things mentally. They have counselors that they meet with. And like, that's one of the ones where she was just like, I need a friend. And so I think it could be hard to balance just like how I'm there for them, but it hasn't been yet. Just there has been such healthy boundaries. But it is hard when you like meet with a girl and they just like tell you how they see themselves and you're like, wait, that is not how you're seeing. Like, I feel like I'm repeating Psalm 139 to them all the time or just like sending it to them all the time because it's like, wow, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. And like, you don't believe that at all. But then that's also the cool part of my job is like, you get to speak truth into their lives where they don't believe it about themselves. So I think that would be the more, it's not even tolling, but like those are the days I come home and it's like, oh wow, like I wish they saw them like in an ounce that I see them in or an ounce that the Lord sees them in too.
Is the, Amanda, you're obviously involved with the girls' side. Is the boys kind of parallel and works this kind of the same way? How do they do it a little different?
It's run basically the same. Like it's a relational ministry. So they meet with guys one-on-one, meet them through, small groups, Onward, retreats, names they're sent. But for them, I think what I have noticed, the main difference is like girls go get coffee and go on walks and then guys go play golf or they're normalizing guy walks right now, which is not actually happening, but, they play golf and just meet at the office, but boys also are more blunt, I would say. And so, we were talking about this yesterday where girls, like the relationship might take a little bit longer to form just because girls like to chat too. We like to talk and, a lot of girls, I feel like it's been cool to see how quick they are to open up, but then I forget about the ones that are, it does take a while to get to know someone. And so boys might be a little quicker at that, but there's like no really comparison there. It looks really similar. Just girls and guys are a little bit different. So.
Ben, you want to ask some questions?
I do. What was your path to Onward? How did you get involved?
So I came to the weekly meetings, which are our big just Tuesday night meetings, freshman year and sophomore year. And then sophomore year, I signed up for spring break, one of our spring break trips, and we went to Nicaragua. And there was a girl named Lindsay Bolt whose dad runs, or he started Onward. But she always tell me, she was like, you should get more involved. And I was like, yeah, that'd be great. And I didn't really understand what that meant. So I went to spring break, and then that's just kind of how I got plugged into a smaller group through Onward instead of going with my friends. I got to know some leaders on the trip. And then that following year, junior year, I got a part of their leadership or became a part of their leadership team, which is a group of like, I would say about 60 students, but it ends up being around 40 to 60. And they are the ones who like lead small groups, and it's just, it would be more, yeah, more condensed. They lead small groups and kind of see more what's on behind the scenes. And then I started meeting with Conley, joined a small group through Onward too. And then that following year I was on student staff, which was just me and now my roommate. So we went to some of their meetings on Fridays and got to see more of like their planning side too. Went on Greek Classic, one of their summer retreats. So just started everything they offered, just started going to. And then I got to know, it was just, it's fun to look back at freshman year versus now or senior year at me attending the same meeting where it was like, oh, I'm just going to slip in the back, hear a message, take some notes and leave with my friends, where now it takes me like an hour to leave because there's so many people to talk to of like all ages, which is fun.
Well, you can ask questions. No one else
compress. I want to ask one question. What are your plans after you graduate?
After I graduate, so I'll walk in December. But my plan is to stay with Onward for right now. Especially, I think it was my first week working here. My mom's on here. I might have told her this, but last year, there was just, like, so many tears cried because I was so scared of the future, just, like, not having friends and being in the unknown. But I was so excited about working for Onward. And then I come here, I'm working for Onward first week. I think I cried, like, 3 times because I was just so happy. I was like, this is just the best. So I was like, I'm so quick to down the Lord. My plan is so perfect. So I want to stay here right now. I'm definitely staying next year. And I want to keep saying, like, you just never know where I'll go, but I would love to stay in ministry as of right now, so.
Great. And Bryce, Phillips, I'm a little older than most everybody in here, so. I went to Auburn years ago, but the things I hear coming out of Auburn, there are a lot of strong campus ministries, and there are a lot of strong churches over there.
Yes.
Is that perception correct?
That is correct. And that's what's neat about this job too, is we get to, they all really work together, which is fun. My first week here before staff training, we met with some of the ministries and churches, and just had dinner with them, and we all got to like be together. But then on Thursday mornings, it's called Campus Ministers Prayer. And so different campus ministries and churches get together and pray together, which is really cool. So there's not like it's fun to see that like everyone supports each other and like we're all here for the same purpose, which is fun.
Well, it's very encouraging to hear about what I was not aware of yet, and you know, what you're doing in the discipleship ministry. So
thank you.
I am glad that we have at least one school that's really focusing on Christ. From what we hear in general, it's not that way, so that's very encouraging.
Thank you. All right, William, do you have a question?
What is your favorite thing to cook?
My favorite thing to cook? I love to cook cakes. Cookies? We've been making a lot of cookies recently.
Maybe she'll cook you some cookies, William. All right, well, is there anything, I think you sent us several prayer requests, but is there anything specific, or you don't have to name names and individual, that you would like for us to pray for specifically as we move into a time of prayer?
Yes, I would say there's just two girls I'm thinking of right now, just I guess for their confidence in the Lord and just that they'll trust him. There's two girls I'm meeting with, and I happened to meet with them both on Friday last week. They're just so curious, and it's cool. You would think they're a little content, and they don't know him at all. Like, and I was talking to Kinsey. She's the woman's director, but she was like, how can, because our conversations, you're kind of starting to have the same ones again, but she's like, those are the ones you need to keep meeting with. Is how can you expect the Spirit to move when, like, they don't know him? And so I guess just for them and for their hearts and, like, all of the lies that come with change, that they'll just begin to walk the Lord. And that I'll be patient with them too. And like, and I feel like those are the most intimidating and the most exciting way of like, there's nothing I can say or do except for like keep praying for y'all and meeting with y'all. But I guess those are easy to get in your head about just for them. And then too, this is cool. Japan, how I had put on my prayer request just for communication with the churches. We heard back last week, a day after I texted you, and Bill and John are going over spring break and meeting like face to face with Grace Harbor, which is a church we're partnering with that they've been Zooming for 2 years now, and they're going to send a group this summer. So yeah, so that was an answered prayer this week. So just still prayers for them and figuring out partnership with Japan.
That's great.
Yeah.
Are there any other questions? No? All right, well, we're going to just take a minute and go to a time of prayer, and then we'll be done. Bobby, you want to open us? Jenny, will you close us?
Sure. Heavenly Father, we just thank you again for this morning, this opportunity to listen to Ann Price and the ministry there. And Lord, I am just so encouraged to hear what's going on there. And Lord, that Onward is a discipleship ministry where young ladies and men can be discipled. Some that might know you and might be struggling, others that don't know you at all. So I thank you for that, and I pray for the ministry, and I pray for the girls that Ann Price is working with, any of those that are having problems understanding or just dealing with the issues that they're dealing with, that you would open their hearts, you would draw them to yourself, Lord, and you would strengthen them in your love. So, Lord, I just pray for this ministry. I pray that it would continue to reach out, and the other ministries there at Auburn, that Lord, our young people that we hear so much that drift after they leave high school when they get to college. So encouraging to hear this. So I pray that you would continue to bless it and use it and grow more people to be involved in it. And I pray this in Christ's name.
Amen.
Lord, I pray specifically for P, and that you would continue to burn that fire hot inside of her. It is refreshing and a blessing to hear the excitement in her voice as she ministers to and disciples other girls and people at Auburn. Continue that you would strengthen her and just keep her excited about for what you're offering to this ministry. Thank you for what she's doing.
Father God, we just want to give thanks and praise to you for Ann Price, and I'll just lift her up and onward and continued ministry, Father. Thank you for our time together with her this morning. Thank you that she is a daughter of this church and daughter of the King. Father, we just pray for protection for her, Father. We know she goes about spreading the gospel and your word, and that she could be under attack or it's under attack. So we do pray for protection for her. And just continue to bless her ministry and Onward's ministry. Protecting God. That's the only sense of our sense.
Amen.